Let's head to Florida International University for infectious disease specialist, Professor Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. We're hearing more and more about this bird flu. Now there is a teen in Canada in critical condition. What do you know about this? And have we had any cases here in the Midwest or in the United States?
Oh, yeah, we've had more than 40 cases now in the United States. It's an ongoing problem. And this is the first Canadian to get it. It's not the first person in Canada. There was a traveler who brought it, you know, from where it's endemic. But this is the first case, and this is it's still considered a presumptive case. It's known to be H5. They need to do the full scan on it to know exactly what he has. But he presented the way that most of the people have presented, with conjunctivitis as the starting symptoms. But this is a young person who goes to school. At this time, there's no known animal that was the source, although this particular person does like animals, but all the animals the person was around have been tested and are negative. So including the dogs, cats, and reptiles that this kid has been around, and it's extremely serious, because this child is in serious condition in the hospital. And so what we've been concerned about for a long time is the fact that this virus adapts, and it has already mutated a number of the genes that makes it more capable of causing disease in mammals, including humans. If it just makes one more serious mutations so that it can easily attach to those receptors that are in our nose and not just to the ones that are deep in our lungs, then it can become the next pandemic.
And so far, infections in humans are extremely rare, aren't they?
Well, there's been about 900 in the world, so that would, relative to the population of the Earth, yes. And that's, again, because right now it's not easily transmitted from person to person. But as I said, that's just something that is completely possible, that change can happen. It's not a big change for the virus. And if it happens, then we're in trouble.
I'll tell you, one of the things that kind of worries me, I'm not scared of getting COVID. What I am frightened about is this long COVID that I keep hearing about. And if you have escaped long COVID previously, it doesn't mean you won't face it in the future, right?
Unfortunately, yeah, that's true. However, because you've been vaccinated, and I know you have, and I applaud you for that, and you've had COVID also, all of that sets your body up, sets your immune system up with the right types of cells and molecules ready to reduce your risk. So what we found is that early in the pandemic, about a little over 10% of the people ended up with long COVID. Now, because of vaccines and exposures, we're down to about 3.5%. 3.5% is still an awful lot of people with long COVID, and the symptoms are, again, they're not thing to sneeze at. So I think that it's important to realize that long COVID. In fact, just at ID Week this year, the vast majority of presentations involved COVID one way or another, and so many were involved with long COVID. There is one key thing I need to tell you and your listeners, and that is that absolutely taking an antiviral when you have COVID reduces your risk of getting long COVID, and that's really important, because there's a lot of data right now showing that one of the key problems, one of the key reasons, isn't just immune dysregulation, which is a component, but it's also this persistent low level of virus, especially in the GI tract, that leads to some of the immune dysregulation and some of the problems with the cells that line your blood vessels. We call those endothelial cells. They're not functioning quite right when you have even these low levels, and because they think they need to respond, and therefore, you know, that can lead to little clots and all kinds of things that lead to complications. So it's still a big problem.
Okay, I'm checking bird flu and long COVID off my list for now, thanks to the information from Dr. Eileen Marty, and we'll talk to you again next week. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.